Hark, I hear the trumpet sound, while loyal subjects' souls are crowned with joys that ever will abound, and fill their hearts with mirth too, while all do for our sovereign pray, whom heaven commands us to obey, and solemnly observe the day of his most royal birth too. Harmonious music fills mine ear, and all things pleasant do appear. God prosper long our prince so dear, still cries the grave and sober. Oh, let it not forgotten be, but keep with all solemnity, in honor of his majesty, the 14th of October. Did you behold these serpents fly, while bonfires light the gloomy sky? God bless King James was all the cry throughout the streets of London. Now let his enemies complain, in peace and in quiet he shall reign, our liberties for to maintain, whom traitors would have undone. Come fill a glass unto the brim, in sack let all our sorrows swim, and drink a full carouse to him whom heaven hath long preserved, and did their enmity oppose, who did declare themselves his foes, to danger did themselves expose, as it hath been observed. Now loyalty doth lead the van, and let them me disprove that can. 'Tis that alone that makes the man, and so will do forever. No wavering thoughts lodge in your breast, if you will be forever blessed. But let great James still live at rest, for so he doth endeavor. Europe's great monarch, heavens bless, and crown thy head with happiness. This freely now I do express, which fills my heart with mirth too, that as it is well understood, thou dost descend from royal blood, so thou'rt not only great but good, the glory of the earth too. The powers of heaven still pour down eternal blessings on thy crown, and keep these wicked spirits down who strive for to annoy thee. 'Tis our delight both day and night to vindicate great James's right, who happy are in fate's despite if we can but enjoy thee. No feigned wit can me convince England e'er had a braver prince, whose virtue shows his innocence, with laurel is he crowned. Let every tongue applaud his name, and spread his worth on wings of fame, while we true subjects do proclaim great James the most renowned.